No, but thank you for the pictures. It's really, really nice.
Well, since there's two of you glaring over them now, I thought I'd better put some welly into it and make it look more, more nice. So, yeah,
No,
I put
thank
in.
you.
I put. No, it's good fun. It's good. I mean, and it helps sharing it because I know I'm sharing it with somebody who can relate to it and so on. So no,
Yes.
it's good fun. It's a two-way street here. Yeah.
Yes.
But anyway. So how's sunny South Africa?
Well, it's actually now cloudy now, but this morning the sun was shining.
Yeah.
We have a weekend of rain predicted.
This is not good for you.
And not
This
for
is
me, no.
supposed to be out there jogging your mind you, if you come over here, you
Yes.
have the best trainer in Natalie. I mean, she would
No.
I do not I do not know. I mean, I'm going to let you out a little secret. So I did another pedometer count today, and we walked, and it cut out sometimes. We walked a minimum of 7 kilometers,
Yes.
10,047 steps.
Wow.
And yesterday was 18,694.
Yes.
Yeah,
And the day is not over yet, is it?
it is. It's it's 6:30 in the evening over here.
Okay.
The dinner table has been laid. So no, and I can't really move anymore anyway, so and I don't want to move. All I want to do is move from one room to the other.
Yes.
I always have finding a broom. Okay, I better send Bruce a link to our meeting.
Okay.
I just got a message from him to say that he is always having a problem finding our link. Okay, how do we do that? Monica said she would join.
Yes.
We
And
have the
Rosie read the message as well.
Rosie read the message, and we have the
Yes.
15 minutes.
She was early last week.
Really? I wasn't
Yes.
there.
Yes. Yeah, so it was me and Rosie and Bruce, and then Bruce left a little bit earlier. So it was only Rosie and myself left.
Okay. Well, I've read the articles. I haven't listened to anything, so
Okay.
I'll do my catching up when I get back home.
Okay.
Right, Gmail, the Plaza. I don't know how this thing works anymore. I've been away. But I built the damn
You've
thing.
been having, but that's good. If you can't remember how it works, that's good because it means that you are having fun.
I am having huge fun.
Yes.
And hang on, just let me send this to Bruce for reply. Here it is. Send. Okay, that should work. Hopefully he'll join us. Camille said she would join. Hang on, where's my? I've lost you. Oh, there you are. Okay. Now I'm having huge fun. I mean, it's a total switching off and forgetting everything
Yes.
and detoxing and doing a lot of other stuff.
Yes.
Like I said, maybe I don't want to come back. That's all you can say. Do what you want. What are we talking about? Social skills, yeah?
Social skills, yes.
Okay. Do you want to, shall we start? And everybody can join as and when, because
Okay. It's Bruce now.
Bruce is joining us because I don't want, to lose time just because we're also late joining.
Okay.
Okay, ignore that. Monica just sent me a message. Come on, Monica, what's your problem? Am I meant to be logging on via groups and then Cape on the right of the page looks like a cafe? Ignore that. Oh, for God's sake, Monica, how many times have you been doing this? There's Bruce. So, Monica. Hello,
Hi,
Mr.
Bruce.
Hello, Professor Lloyd. How are you this morning?
Well, I just don't understand why it's. I always find it so difficult to find the link for the meetings.
Okay, well, thank you for the feedback. We'll simplify it.
When I go into the website, I get all the history and everything, but there's never. Well, maybe.
Okay. We'll simplify it. Don't worry. A lot of people are having the same issue, so I think we'll have to change it. Oh, he's gone.
Maybe
G'day,
connection.
Australia.
Hello. Are you eating lots of yummy food in Seoul?
Oh yeah, I'm eating lots of strange things. Natalie looks at me with a strange, so what's he eating now?
That's the best part about traveling.
Anyway, so come on, but this is not my show. It's Fruit Loop's show. I don't want to accuse them.
I did send you a message saying, I don't know if we'll get to the topic because everybody wants to know, where are you? What are you doing?
Well, all they have to do is
Eating.
read. Well, the people have to read up my status WhatsApp status thingy do does whatever these things are called, and they are up to date, not fully up to date, but they get sort of the raw impression of it. Mind you,
I mean,
half of those pictures seem to be taken by Natalie. She's always sneaking around taking pictures of me when I'm not suspecting it. Yeah.
she's a professional photographer.
Yes. Her pictures, I give you this, her pictures are actually better than mine. Okay,
Okay.
right. Okay, Fruit Loop, it's all yours.
Okay. So we are going to talk a little bit about social skills. And social skills is the connection spark that we share with people to communicate, to emphasize, to build relationships. And this connection spark is the warm moment when the connection clicks. Right. It can happen in a meeting. It can happen when you meet someone in the street or just start talking to a random person. And a lot of people do not have social skills. They won't talk to strangers or they won't greet strangers because they don't have these skills. Maybe they feel a bit shy, unsure. So I'm going to ask you different questions. The first question I'm going to ask Frank, because I know he's met a couple of people during his trip. So what is your go-to way to start a conversation?
As usually just to find something in common or simply to so well okay so I can't actually answer this question, so let me tell a story. I hate this. Yesterday on the subway somewhere in Seoul, part of being a Westerner in an Asian city is you're so bloody tall. I was looking around and then I saw this looked like a really young boy almost, And he was looking, he had his headphones on, and he was doing English Korean vocabulary exercises on his phone. And then I had this moment of hesitation, because, you know, you're in this country and you just do not know the etiquette. And I tapped him on the shoulder. I sort of mustered up all my courage and tapped him on the shoulder. And so he pointed at his phone and said, you are learning English. And then he took out his headphones, blah, blah. He said, yes. And then I said, well, my name is Frank and this is Natalie. And I teach English. Oh. And then we had this really, really great conversation. For about 5 or 10 minutes, and his English was excellent, and we sort of introduced each other and so on, and it was good fun. I'm going to let the cat out of the bag. I was somewhere else this morning, and I was in a room, and there were three people sitting there, two Westerners and one Korean. And they approached me and they said, where are you from? Blah, blah. And then we got into talking. And then the Korean asked, are you a professor? And I said, well, yes, I teach English. And the other said, yes, well, we teach English too. I said, okay, this is interesting. And we got into talking. And then I always carry, this is the old-fashioned way, I carry some business cards with me, and I gave them my card. And they said, oh, we have cards too. And I thought, well, that's unusual. And then they gave me their cards with their telephone number, and I turned it around. It was Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, wow.
I mean, they did not say a word, but I walked straight into that situation. Yeah. So, you know, I'm from Puerto Rico, and I'm from one was from Spain, from Salamanca or Santander in Spain on the Basque, but they both live in Seoul, yeah. But they approached me; I was completely caught off guard. So cut a long, very, very long story short, and actually to answer your question, Fruit Loop, it takes a lot of courage to do this.
Yes,
and you just. If you see something that you find interesting or common, then you just open up and say, you know, oh, that's interesting. Or do you know this? Maybe you get lucky and talk to some Jehovah's Witnesses, or you get lucky and you talk to a banker who's 38 years old and he will never contact you again because he's afraid to. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. Then, Monica, I'm going to ask you the next question. What makes someone instantly likable?
Oh, that's a tricky question. I could answer the opposite, what makes them instantly unlikable, but instantly likable, I think their willingness to help others. Is a big one, and they're friendly if they're friendly and outgoing. But yeah, I think their willingness to help others and having respect for others and sometimes being open-minded and seeing other people's perspectives. Like today, I went to a couple of the homeless shelters in Adelaide dropping off stuff. One was the women's shelter where domestic violence and things, and then I went to the other homeless shelter today dropping off all the toiletries I've collected in hotels and some clothes I bought and decided I didn't like after I'd bought them. And just seeing the people there and sort of trying to put yourself in other people's shoes. Like there was a lady outside the homeless shelter. Her bed was set up there because it's safe, but they have CCTV there. This isn't one of the main streets in the Adelaide CBD. And she was there with a plastic bag picking up rubbish in the gutter, just doing, and all these other, you know, fancy people wouldn't think of picking up litter. And I had the greatest respect for her, you know, this sort of, it's very different in Melbourne, like in the main street, you sort of see people in all the different doorways. But yeah, just respect for other people and kindness. and realizing basically we're all the same. You know, we all end up in the same place. And have the same respect to people, whether it's the Prime Minister or the person who collects our bins.
Yes.
Very true.
Yes, I agree with that too.
So I think that
Then.
sums it up. Sort of kindness for other people, obviously, sort of that some of the work I'm doing with Lions at the moment. But yeah, you realise how lucky we are. But just sort of respect for other people and sort of
Yes.
seeing other people's perspective.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Now, Natalie, the next question I'm going to ask you, when is a time you turned an awkward situation or an awkward moment into a laugh? So, like an uncomfortable moment that you turned into a laugh.
This morning, I think I don't have a lot of memory. I need time to search in my brain. But for example, the story that Frank speak about this morning is meeting with these three ladies. I wasn't, for the first time, I wasn't with him. I was exit before him, and I was waiting. The door was closed, and I was waiting for him. And I told to myself, oh, okay, he meets another woman and he's speaking. He's so easy with the chick. So new woman, Korean woman. So okay, Frank is again in his social I stay a long time, a few minutes waiting for him, and after that he exit of the Korean house, typical traditional Korean house, and he sit down just near me, and I believed hearing something very interesting. It made a link with local people, which what was he wanted. So nice.
Yes.
And he told to me he was so disappointed. What the matter? And of course, you know now, it was not a very hopefully a very good meeting for him. So yes, it was a laughing situation. And okay, Frank, now you know, be careful and be prudent. Not easy.
Well, you have to also say in this particular story, you enter a Korean house, and it doesn't matter which you do, you take off your shoes. Yeah. So I was actually inside this room, and I didn't have my shoes on.
You
Yeah. So I sort of,
couldn't run.
so I tried. Excuse me. So I tried to get out as relatively quickly and politely as possible. I mean, I don't want you. I mean, that's their belief. If they want to do that, then who am I to criticize?
Yes.
But of course, then I was afraid that they would sort of like follow me while I'm getting my shoes on. Yeah. Yeah,
Oh
we've got
dear.
a, you know, we've got a victim. Come on, we've got, we can't let him go. Yeah.
We got him.
Conversion.
Yeah. Needless to say, they actually haven't, they have my number. They haven't texted me or anything. So we'll see what happens. Yes. Yep. Yeah. And
The day
I was so engrossed in this conversation because I thought, God, I've met some really interesting people before they revealed their true identity. And I looked around, and Natalie had disappeared. I think, oh God, where's she gone to now? And there she was sitting outside on a stone, quite calmly waiting for me. because the
With her
city is
shoes on.
so. With she had her shoes on. She was ready to run. Yeah. What a day!
Yes, I can just imagine the look on your face. Okay. Bruce, the next question I'm going to ask you, what is one social skill people underestimate?
The simple answer to that is the ability to ask relevant questions.
Okay.
And if I can just add one thing to a previous point that you raised with Monica.
Yes.
I think I remember, well, I do remember a very interesting board that I came across, a notice board, in the back end village of India, where it said that a smile increases your face value. And I thought,
yes.
I mean, Janita, you're a prime example of this. And I think that if you wanted to say, what is it that encourages engagement, a smile makes an enormous amount of difference.
It does.
I'm not very good at that.
You can practice.
Oh. Flattery will get you everywhere, you need to...
And a smile. And a smile.
Yeah. Yeah.
But okay. Asking questions is the proper answer.
Okay. Yes. Asking relevant questions or important questions.
Asking any questions.
Any questions. Yes. Mm. Okay.
And listening to the answer.
And listening to the answer, definitely. Okay, so what makes social skills special? Obviously, they shape the connections that we make, even if we want to run away from them, like Frank did. They turn strangers into friends and moments into memories.
Wow.
Yes. So why do you think kindness is the most powerful social skill? Okay, so I'll give everyone a chance to answer this question. Why do you think kindness is the most powerful social skill?
Because,
Monica?
Because you don't know what someone's going through, just out of interest or relevance. In 2 weeks, Australia has banned the use of social media, Facebook, Instagram, and WhatsApp for under 16s.
Yes.
And I was listening to the radio today, just some of the six. Or under 16s, and just they were terrified, like the world was
it's oh, wow.
like a catastrophe. You know, how are they going to cope? Someone said, you could read a book. I don't read. And it was just like, it was scary listening to some of the radio show. But sorry, I digress. Kindness, because none of us know what other people are going through. You know, people might be putting on a brave face and behind that, they could be hiding, you know, all sorts of things that are actually happening in their life. And, you know, just putting on a front to appear happy, but their life might be in disarray or, you know, going through whatever, you know, hardships. And we don't know, you know, what people are going through. They might appear to have a perfect life, but that so by showing kindness, it's not necessarily empathizing, but just it's being respect, or it's just sort of a form of respect, I suppose. But being, you know, kindness costs nothing, basically.
Yes.
And it might be the thing that changes their day and stops it getting worse, potentially. But yeah, you don't know what people are going through, and kindness costs you nothing, and it's easy to do. And could make the difference between outcomes. I mean, like now, there's a lot being said about mental health, more and more in the media and everywhere. But yeah, no, the kindness you show someone might just, you might just think it's a small random act of kindness, but it could make the difference to their day and just turn their day around.
Natalie, what do you think? Why is kindness the most powerful social skill?
I think that it's not easy to enter in contact with the people. And I think that the kindness is what people just want and as attracted by this positive and very kindful yeah, I think we cannot be attracted by something negative, something wrong, something sad, something black. We can only be attracted by something very positive. And if you feel kindness in the person, in the, I think all the social skills for me are at first through the eyes. It's physical. And not only physical, but we cannot understand why you are attracted by a person. And when the contact eyes is down, that can begin a social link, contact with this person. And if through these eyes, through this view, you feel the kindness of the person, you are more tempted to enter in contact with her. So I think kindness, it's really a quality that every people, everybody is attracted by. So that facilitates the social link.
True.
Bruce, what do you think? Why is kindness such a powerful social skill?
Bruce?
Yes, I'm just thinking. Yeah, still. First of all, it's such a positive dimension. Aggression is such a negative, has such a negative effect, and unfortunately, antagonism and aggression is the lifeblood of the media, most of it. And it's a big problem, I think, that we have in general. I think that if somebody did an analysis of films on Netflix, for example, you wouldn't find much kindness. You'd find a lot of aggression and violence, and almost totally dominated by the opposite of it, which is problematic because I think that it's infectious both ways. And for what it's worth, there is a newsletter, I think, called Random Acts of Kindness, Your Daily Dose of Kindness. If anybody wants to link in to it, I think Monica's gets it by her body language, but it's full of useful comments and so badly needed, horrendous. I think probably I've said enough on that.
Okay.
As an act of kindness to others. I won't go on too much.
I think things have changed since we were young, you know, like in the, I won't say in the olden days, I was 60 next month, but years ago, if, you know, someone gave you a present or, you know, auntie or a grandma or whoever, you'd say thank you, or you'd write them a note or and say thank you, or, you know, and I'm reading a lot of things. People said, oh, we sent a wedding present to a friend's daughter or whatever, and, you know, and it wasn't acknowledged. It's like, it's just very different now. You know, and I mean, now it's probably even easier. You don't have to go to the letterbox. You could just send an email and say, thank you, I appreciate your present, or thank you for thinking of me. But now people don't bother, or the, you know, the generations after us, many, or there are some, so I shouldn't generalize. But it was just really nice, you know, when you get a card or something, you know, I've got a few from my scouts and saying, thank you. And the crisp, that meant more than the chocolates they gave me. The chocolates were good. But, you know, just a card that this, you know, 8-year-old had written. So, you know, thank you for teaching me something. And it's to be appreciated. We all want to be appreciated. And it's really nice.
Very important word.
And it's how they're brought up. We've got some great kids, you know, but you can see the parents, they come at the end of the night and say, thank you. But, you know, and others just walk out. But, you know, it just takes nothing, these random acts of kindness, and it's appreciated.
Yes,
definitely. I think that the concept of appreciation is something that is very important for children. It's very important for elderly people. And I guess it's very important for the people in the middle as well. And an enormous number of relationships break down because people in them don't feel appreciated. Which is, I suppose, another way of packaging kindness.
Yes. Okay. Frank, what are your thoughts?
This again, just to dig into recent experience. So I'll start with this evening. So Natalie had dragged me crisscross all around through, under, over, next to, and into Seoul. And we were sitting on the metro. Well, no, I was standing on the metro on the way back here. And there was this. I'm going to get my reputation now, aren't I? You know, there was this woman. Sorry, sitting in a chair by the door, in the seat by the door, and like everybody else on the metro, she was staring at her mobile. And she was laughing, and she was in stitches. And there was this part of me thinking, "Wow, somebody sitting on a metro seat. The carriage was actually sort of like one long worm. The carriages are all linked together, so there's no barrier between each carriage. This thing was really full, and she was having a great time, laughing and keeping, you know, just, and it just raised so much curiosity in me to say, hey, what is, you know, who is this person? What is she watching? Why is she laughing? But I suppose, you know, etiquette and language barriers and so on hindered me. And yesterday morning when I was being sort of slowly initiated into my 14-kilometer trek into almost North Korea, I think it felt like it anyway. Natalie and I were going down the escalators of the same station we emerged earlier, and there were two elderly ladies with shopping trolleys, and in Korea, there is this respect for the elderly and helping, etc. But nobody actually stopped to help these women negotiate the escalators. Was it up or down, Natalie? It was up, wasn't it? Well,
Yes,
I can't
it
remember.
was just after the escalator, but there is after that several stairs, and they carry some big bag. It was very was impossible for her.
It was, these two elderly ladies. And so we just, both of us, without actually talking to it, we sort of instinctively just went to, and they refused it. No, don't, no, whatever no is in Korean. Said no. And we just grabbed these things and helped them along. And so kindness actually is a two-way street. You have to be kind to people, but you also have to accept kindness. And in this case, there are two Westerners who are like sort of like 20 feet tall compared to the Koreans. Being kind to them, the question is, are they, the question of suspiciousness, why are these Westerners helping me? What do they want for me? And with kindness also comes the basic trust with humans that we have to actually, I keep saying this, we are guilty until proven innocent. So people now automatically assume that if somebody wants to help you, they want something in return, or they want money or something. No, I just want to help you because I see you're carrying this heavy load here. So we've got this reversal at the moment because nobody really trusts and think that your average citizen in any city on this planet, you can assume that they are a relatively decent person. But somehow we're being manipulated out of that mindset. So I think that's why kindness is actually the biggest social skill. But it's too easy. It's too easy. We have to learn to trust and appreciate and like Monica said, say thank you. Not even just to Christmas and birthday presents and wedding presents, but just in everyday situations, so thank you for doing this and thank you for being here and thank you for being my friend and thank you for being alive, stuff like that.
But I think it's a suspicion if, if I was there and, suddenly two of you younger people, I consider you young, these elderly ladies probably considered you very young, and suddenly two of you offer to take their bags, so you've probably looked at you with a degree of suspicion, thinking you're going to run off with their bags because
Well,
you
they
can
were bloody heavy. You couldn't.
you can run faster than them, your legs were longer than theirs.
No, they weren't.
Well, so but yeah, if someone grabbed my bag offering to help, you'd think, oh, it's like, yeah.
Well,
Oh,
I mean.
here you should hold on to your bags. Don't let anyone take them. Even if they offer to help, no, thank you, it's mine. Because they will run away with it.
Yeah, like under the Eiffel Tower. Yeah, but so yeah, I think the degree of suspicion. So unfortunately, that's how the world has changed. You don't trust strangers.
But not just for helping someone. I'm just thinking when I fetch my son at school and when I pick him up in the afternoons, there's limited parking spaces. So sometimes I will wait for someone to come out of the parking space so I can move into the parking space to drop my son off or to pick him up. But just a simple wave to say thank you, people don't do that anymore. Yesterday I stopped for people walking across the path. They didn't use the crossing.
Zebra crossing.
Yes, they didn't use the crossing. They just decided we are crossing the road here. I stopped for them to cross and they didn't even say thank you.
That's one of
How
my
hard? Just
bugbears.
smile, just smile, just wave. No,
Time you
not
feed
even
them, run them
the
down.
kids. That's so true. See, when you change
And
lanes.
then I go to jail if I run them down.
No, that's not a good, I need Fruit Loop, okay?
No, I won't. But I was just thinking, like, it's not that, just pick up your hand, just say thanks, or just smile at me and carry on with your day. But they don't even have the decency to do that. So, I don't know. Some people just don't have kindness. I don't know. Yeah, maybe they were having a bad day.
Okay, so we can actually do an act of random kindness. I just got a message from Rosie. Hello, Frank. Sorry, but I'm not feeling well. What should I do, please? Because I'm an unkind, uncultivated, barbaric gorilla of a person. What should I write? Please guide me.
Start with hello. I learned that from the swimming club yesterday. Let's start with hello, Rosie.
Yes, it's the most difficult word.
Sorry to hear your news. She's been not very well for a while now.
Yes.
Okay. So this is now, okay, so the whole message now reads, hello, Frank. She always extends the hello. Sorry, but I'm not feeling well. Of course, she's going to continue. I am with strong migraine and my body is paining. Okay, and now she's writing something else. So I'm going to start with hello. Okay, sorry to hear this. Shall we say we all miss you?
Yes.
We all miss you. Get well soon. Okay.
Add a smiley face.
Sorry. Oh, God. The lunch gang. This is where I start getting into trouble because...
We hope to see you next week.
Okay.
You
next week. Now I've got to find the smiley emoji. GIF. Let's try that one. Settings.
Say we appreciate you not being here.
Now we do not want to say that, Bruce. That's not very kind. Yeah.
I know, but I mean it's just a way of showing that you could. It's the context of the word sometimes.
Okay. Yes. Okay. So I found the smiley. Oh, what's this? So I've got a smiley. I'll put another one for good luck. And I'm sending it over. My nose. Her nose is paining as well. Okay. Right. She's got the method. So we have been kind. Yeah. It doesn't get more live than this, does it?
Yes.
You could have sent a flower emoji.
Well, thank you, Monica, for advising me. But hang on, there is another message coming. So maybe send love. We are kind, so I am to send you all love. There you go. I am the.
You're sharing
the,
it.
I'm sharing yes. Rosie's love so, for. Yeah.
That is a good point to the next part of it. The ripple effect of connection. So kindness, empathy, love, laughter, we spread that actually faster than gossip. Because if I laugh, you laugh.
Do we?
If I show, yeah, I hope so. if we show kindness, then someone else feels it and they feel kind towards someone else. So just a simple wave or just waiting for someone to cross the street where they shouldn't, an act of kindness, maybe it makes a person's day better and that causes the ripple effect of kindness or empathy or laughter.
So I have a question to this.
Yes.
Which flower emoji should I send? Should
the rose. I send the rose the red, for Rosie.
The red rose, yeah?
Yes.
Okay. How many should I send? Should I send a dozen, two dozen?
Bouquet.
A bouquet. So I'm going to send lots of roses. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So that's 16. 16 roses, is that enough?
I think so.
Okay.
John bought me roses a few years ago and they were from South Africa. And I felt that was a bit decadent. So he hadn't bought me flowers since then till this year. They were
Okay, so
beautiful, but they came all the way from South Africa. And I
Wow,
thought, oh.
okay.
So we have just sent 16 roses to Rosie. There you go.
Okay.
Red roses. I'm in trouble
So hopefully she's going to feel better and we cause the ripple effect. She will have
Appreciated.
a good day. Yes. Yes. Okay. Let's do some silly questions.
Oh, God. I thought they were the silly questions.
No, they weren't. Those were the serious questions. Okay. So let's start. I'm going to divide them again, so everyone will get a different question. Monica, since you are having a blast over there, if good communication were a dance, what would it look like? Good communication. If it was a dance, what would it look like?
Something smooth and free flowing. Me not being a dancer, but I've got two left feet. Maybe a waltz. Something that goes smoothly.
Okay. I don't think communication is always smooth.
But if it is smooth, you'd like it to be smooth, you know,
Yeah.
ideally. In an ideal world, if it was smooth communication and, you know, messages were flowing freely and being understood, correctly understood, something smooth and flowing. I learned from the dog trainer the other day, do you know what sort of music dogs like? And it works. We've tried it. They like reggae. So since then, for this week, our dogs have been listening to reggae, our two
Wow.
schnauzers, and they don't mind it. So there you've learned some useless trivia.
I'm going to
When
try
they were
it.
listening to country, and they don't like opera. Opera upsets them. But yeah, no, some smooth, free-flowing dance, you know, if the would if it would parallel smooth communication, you know, effective communication that the messages are clearly understood.
Okay.
So, yeah, something free flowing.
Okay. The first dance that came into my head was the
Al Pacino, I was thinking that today, you know, in that movie where he was
tango.
driving the car. But yes.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Very nice. Bruce, your question, if a friendship had a smell, what would the smell be?
Well, it's roses again.
Okay.
But also, I just wonder whether anybody
No, I think
has
he's
come across
frozen.
after therapy.
Sorry, Bruce, one more time.
Have you come across laughter therapy?
Oh, is that what they're doing in India?
I think that it started in India, but it's gone to other parts of the world. I
They've
mean,
got
some people
hospital
just think
gowns.
it's a joke.
It
Yeah.
took me a moment. I got
Me too. Me too.
Okay. Good one. Okay. Natalie, if you could have a talking pet as your social coach, which pet would you choose?
I think I will choose a dog because I like dog and I think that the dog are very near a human and I arrive to be in communication and to understand what is in the dog mind. And I think, yes, it could be a dog. What was the question about pets?
If you could have a talking pet as your social coach, and then just which pet would you choose? Okay. I like the dog.
Bit
Yeah.
biased.
That could
I
be
like
any
cats too.
animals. Yeah. I think it could be any animals, but yes, it depends of what pets we had or we have, and what the relation we have with them. But I think I could well understand a dog coaching me on friendship.
Yes. Okay. Yes. I think a cat would be an antisocial coach. Some cats.
I second that. Cats only have one thing in their mind is food. Yeah,
Yes. Food
where
and
is my?
sleep. And there's two things, food and
Yeah,
sleep.
yeah, yeah.
Okay. Then, Frank, your question. Imagine you meet an alien at school. What is the first polite thing you would say?
This is a mind-blowing one. So that implies that I would say something impolite first, yeah?
No, it's
Because
just the question.
what is the first polite thing I would say?
Yes.
Or I would
Maybe
probably.
they are so hideous that you feel scared when you look at them, but you still need to say something polite, like, I like your eyes. But you are scared to death. Maybe they want to try and eat you, but you still need to be polite.
And I give you some salt and pepper. Well, I suppose you've got to go by the first thing that comes into your mind. And my first question would be, where are you from? Yeah, so I would start with a question, an
Okay.
open-ended question, because if I'm about to be eaten, then at least I can sort of continue showing interest while I, or feign interest while I create my escape plan.
Okay.
I would try to engage them into a overcomplicated, highly intellectual, nonsensical conversation. So yes, where are you from? Would be the first thing I would say.
Okay.
Possibly. I mean, they're aliens. I've never met them before. Yeah.
Maybe you can add something like your accent. Where are you from?
But I mean, I was always told, I don't know by whom actually, but if you women like it when you comment on their shoes, which if as everybody is wearing trainers these days, it's probably a bit daft, but apparently sort of shoes and hairstyles, I think too. You know, I think sometimes that seems to work. But shoes, I've learned somewhere that shoes is a great, you know, thing to say to the opposite gender.
Okay.
So maybe the alien is wearing fantastic shoes. So I could say, oh, I like your shoes. Where did you get them from? Yeah.
Yes.
I did this actually once. This is going back a couple of years. Mary and I were in a department store somewhere, and Mary saw a woman wearing a coat that she liked. And I said, well, look, just go up and ask her, you know, where did you buy this coat from? No, I can't do that.
You
So
can't do that.
I walked up to this lady and said, look, I'm sorry, my fiance or my girlfriend, I can't remember what it was, really likes your coat. And can you tell me, please, where you bought it from? Oh, yes, sure. No, I bought it there and there. Okay. 20 minutes later, who was in that shop buying this coat? As Natalie told me, I can't remember today. I think it was this morning, Natalie, you told me I like taking risks. No, you told
you
me this
like
yesterday.
Taking risks.
Yeah.
I am not prudent.
And
now
Welcome.
I am a little bit frightened when Hank would like to enter in contact with someone. Oh, what will matter?
Well, come on, we had a great day yesterday. We had a great day today. Yeah. We had a lot of it. You had a lot of adventures. Yeah. Because I just said, let's do it. Yeah. Let's do it. Yeah. And we did. Yeah.
You have to be careful with that question. I like your coat. You got to be careful with asking that in Tibet, because there's a cultural tradition of if somebody comes up and says they like something, they'll give it to you.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Okay.
And another cultural issue is that you have to be careful in some parts of the world now asking, where are you from? Because that's considered to be problematic. But it's legitimate to ask or to say, I don't recognize your accent. And that's all right. But you can't ask people where they're from, apparently.
Oh, God. Well, then I'm going to be frightfully impolite because I think one of the interesting, you've just raised an interesting point, Bruce. I'll keep it short because I know the clock's ticking. We are so caught up in political correctness now that we're not actually allowed to say somebody because of possibly offending them. When my wife in her reports, she has to become a contortionist to describe the person that did something in the whole operations that she's in, because she cannot name the gender, she cannot name the hair color, she cannot name this, that, and the other. And if you're in Asia and you're looking at this from a European perspective, they all look the same. Yeah. But she's not allowed to do that. And if someone is not wearing a name badge, which they're supposed to be doing, but if they don't wear a name badge, then it has become almost impossible to pinpoint the person who did something wrong and did not uphold the hotel standards. Yeah. Yes. Because you risk offending the poor soul. Yeah. And that's where I become unkind, impolite, horrible, because, excuse my French, I find this absolutely, or you think of your own words, yeah? I just find it a waste. It's rubbish, yeah? I smile and if I have a sincere intention and I show natural warmth and normal curiosity and still respect, then I'm sorry. I'm going to say, look, I'm sorry, where are you from? Yeah. Yeah. Bruce, you're muted.
Find a difference there, Frank, because the problem was generated because of people who didn't have all those characteristics that you just talked
about. Mm.
And I sometimes the way to get around it is to just say, do you mind if I ask you? And very rarely do you get a negative reaction.
Yes.
Yeah.
You're showing that you're aware of possible sensitivity, and you're giving them the opportunity to say, "Oh, I don't want to talk about that," without offending you.
Yeah, yes. I mean, Bruce. At lunch today, we were in a Korean restaurant, and there's actually a couple of little kind interesting things that happened at this lunch. The food arrived, and as is normal in Korea, everything comes with chopsticks. You know, so if you cannot eat with chopsticks, people are in trouble. And the table next to us were four young people, so two groups of foreigners sitting at two separate tables side by side. And one of them, and she said, "Oh, where are you?" And she actually used this with her American accent. She used this, said, "Oh, where are you from?" And we said, "Well, we're from France." And then the woman who said this, a very young, I'm sorry, it was a woman, and she was young, but she had a baby. And I sort of leaned over and I said, "Look," I'm a bit curious, but you're Korean American. Were you born here or were you born in the States or something?" She says, "Well, no, I was born in Korea and I went to it, but then I moved to the States when I was at elementary school." And we got into a conversation. One of the four who was a Westerner, you know, the others were sort of Asian Americans combination. This was a Caucasian, saw that we were struggling, with our food. And got up from the table, and I don't know where it came from, but she came back to our table with two forks. I no idea where she got them from, yeah. But she said, "Here, here are some forks. It'll help you eat your lunch." Yeah.
Wow.
And that made it easier. Yeah. Yes. And then she started speaking a little bit in French because she'd learned three words of it, like "bonjour, comment allez-vous?" And we will never meet again. You know, it is almost impossible that the equation or the odds are so high that we will actually never meet again. But the humanity of the situation is not forgotten. And it flows into our global conversation this evening, yeah, or this morning, or
afternoon.
This afternoon, wherever you all are, yeah, you're the only one at lunchtime, yeah.
Yes.
So body language, I think, is really important in this, yeah.
Yes.
If it goes back to how this whole thing started. If you smile, if you laugh, then the defenses automatically come down, because if you smile, you're sending a positive signal.
Yes.
Yeah. And I think that's the great takeaway. Yeah.
Yes. That was a very nice last word. So I'm just going to add something, that social skills don't always have to be serious. Sometimes they can be fun. Sometimes they can be creative. And sometimes they can be a little bit crazy, that you want to find your shoes and run away very quickly. Okay. So when we practice talking, listening, helping others, being kind, showing empathy, and just going back to decent manners, please and thank you.
Yep.
The communication will be a lot better. And hopefully we cause the ripple effect so others learn from us.
Exactly. Okay. Thank you, Janita.
It's my pleasure. It was nice to have you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bruce. Thank you very much. Okay.
And we'll see you next week.
Yes. Next week, possibly. Same time, same place.
Thank you.
Possibly. Yeah.
Enjoy the weekend. Have a lovely day.
Yeah. Have a great week, everyone.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
We look forward to hearing more of your adventures, Frank.
Yes.
Well, my WhatsApp status thingy-doo-dah, yeah? I'll probably post something in about 3 or 4 hours from now. So,
okay.
Yeah, Janita's really waiting. Yeah, I want my story. Yeah.
I'm going to run around now and then I'll only see it later.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
Okay. Take
Thank
care.
You, Janita.
Bye, everyone. Have a good week.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. You
Bye.
Too.
Bye-bye.